John, clean sheet, 1-0 victory, 3 points. Ultimately, that's a really good afternoon for you, isn't it?
Difficult game. You know, tagging them are fighting for their lives. They offered us a threat throughout the game. And I thought we struggled to come to grips with them defensively in the first half. We didn't defend as well as what we could. Second half, thought we defended really well. And we kept plugging away and, you know, you get your rewards. If there could ever be a more fitting player to score the goal, it was Billy Key. Absolutely ran the game. It was fantastic today. And, you know, that kind of performance, that dogged determination that he shows, despite getting our battering all afternoon, that's what sets him apart. That's why I think he's the best striker in the league.
You were a centre-forward, you still are a centre-forward in your head, aren't you? Are they worth their weight in gold? Are they worth their weight in gold, those ones? The first one he scuffs and he just blasts it in at the second time of asking and it sort of makes its way in.
Yeah, you know, and Billy will tell you, you know, I knew there's no such thing as a bad goal. But for his overall play, forget his goal, because don't forget, I've never ever said Billy Keane's on our side to score goals. It's a bonus if he does, and you know, I know Billy wants to score goals, and he will get you 20 by default because he's just such a good player. But it's what he brings to the party, it's what he brings to the overall style of football that we play, and it's crucial to have someone like him. And it sticks with him 9 times out of 10. When he gives it away, it's noticeable because he doesn't waste possession a lot. And that's the way footballers should be, in my mind, you know, proper footballers. He's a throwback to the old days.
Is that the sign of a successful team? It's a bit of a cliche, but you don't play great, but you still win.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we played badly. It was difficult conditions. The pitch was awful. No disrespect to them, but everyone's pitches are awful this time of the year. So, you know, it's bobbly and you're trying to get it down and pass it. And, you know, first 5 minutes, we passed it around great. Got Scotty Brown in. Keeper's made a good save. We made a couple of good chances. Sean's at the post like he normally does, away from home. So, you know, we just wanted to be better. And we've got to give them credit because they, you know, they had the right go on here. You know, they've missed the best chance of the game. Although, mind you, Scotty Brown tried to equal it. But it's one of them games that you've just got to keep plugging away and you've just got to hope that it's going to be your day. And that's what we said to the players in there. We can't ever believe it's not going to be our day because it can always be your day. If you just push that extra yard, it can always be your day. And today it was.
How nice is it for you and for your goalkeeper, Ross Etheridge, to have a big fat zero in the goals against column?
Brilliant, I thought. He commanded his box really, really well today. Oh, sounds like the girl off the home show there. All right. Linda Barkey. I think he commanded his box, he took crosses and takes the pressure off it so much. It's a great feeling.
You mentioned getting better in the second half. Do you feel you kind of deserve the 3 points for the number of chances you created in that second period?
I think
there was four or five good ones.
I think so. We nullified them in the second half when they didn't really look a threat. And we were always the ones who were asking the questions, and thankfully one question got answered.
The other results mean you've cut the gap. How important is that?
It's massive. You know, there's going to be slip-ups along the way, you know, ourselves included, and we've just got to make sure that we're there or thereabouts to capitalise on them. You know, we've got another big, massive week coming up, and we've just got to go from there, and, you know, getting some players back will help. But, you know, the players we've got in there, they've got a great spirit. You know, we stuck on the motorway yesterday. We spent 7.5 hours, 8 hours on a coach. Couldn't train. Very difficult, and we've kept on going. You know, if we keep working hard, we'll get what we deserve.
And in terms of Wednesday, you said it would be a good point if you won today. Does that constitute a good week?
I think so. You know, 7 point return. You know, if we can keep doing that for every 3 games, I'd bite your hand off. So, you know, it's still there, all left to play for. There's lots of teams all with chances of playoffs and automatics, and we're one of them, and we've got to maintain that we're still there by come May.